X-Ray listeners, you are tuned in to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland and KQAC HD3 Portland. Find us at 107.1 and at 91.1 on Portland's FM dial. Find us streaming online everywhere with xray.fm in your web browser window, or look for the X-Ray FM app in the App Store. It is time for Tropicology, the next generation of the adventures of Encyclopedia Sound. Welcome to Tropicology. This is your resource for great rare groove music from Africa, Brazil, and Latin America. This is international music, but it feels familiar because it is built with African drumming and European composition, the same ingredients used in our own jazz, funk, and rock. I am DJ Encyclopedia Sound, your guide for this weekly journey. Along the way, I will drop some pearls of knowledge about the origins of this music and its cultural significance, along with some historical and artistic context. Tropicology is produced in Portland, Oregon for X-Ray FM, organic community radio for the post-new media world. Today's episode of Tropicology is yet another treat for the holiday season. The theme today is an African psychedelic territory, but not the Hendrix guitar and James Brown screaming variety. Today we will hear music from the strip of communities living along the Niger River on the southern edge of the Sahara Desert. There is a shared musical culture in this territory, extending westward from Burkina Faso, Niger, and Mali to the eastern edges of neighboring Senegal and Guinea. In the era before colonialism, tribal knowledge and history were shared in this region using songs rather than writing. The griot class in each tribe would dedicate themselves to memorizing all of the important historical songs for that group, and they would be expected to add new compositions canonizing current events in their own adult lifetimes. These griot musicians were early specialists in African professional society. They did not even learn to hunt or farm, instead depending upon their neighbors for food. But the full-time preoccupation with music created a master class of musicians, as well as a rich songbook of ancient compositions. Fast forward now to the mid-20th century. The griot class is still a living tradition in this region. There is no longer any need for the griot to preserve tribal knowledge, of course, but specialist musicians are still needed in these societies to perform at a wide range of community events, including births, weddings, and funerals, as well as official rites for tribal rulers. We have very little record of what griot musicians were playing in the 1950s and 60s. These countries were sufficiently remote to miss out on the first wave of African popular music production. It was the late 1960s before music commercialization reached this region. At this time, two important things were happening in the local music scene. First, the griot caste system was breaking down. Performing and recording popular music for pay was a break with griot heritage. At the same time, music from Europe and America was being heard more frequently in these remote communities, and the sounds of late 60s music were starting to influence local musicians. By the 1970s, there was a large group of professional musicians who were eager to play modern commercial music with psychedelic influences, but also with strong connections to the rich local traditions of griot music. For me, the results of this particular musical scene are among the most sublime in the history of recorded music. We'll talk about that more in the next break, and we'll move into deeper territory as we go. But let's start the set today with some of the folk revival songs that have always been popular in this region, a direct bridge to ancient sounds preserved by the griot for centuries. Today's episode is a two-hour helping of Holiday Desert. This is Tropicology.
الشر عافية لكلام على خروف الكلمة تلا ثنتين واحدة الشر واحدة العافية للشر عافية الكلمة تلا ثنتين واحدة الشر واحدة العافية للشر عافية لكلام على خرو لكلام على خرو والعافية ما يوشل ودي ما يوشل ودي.
lovers, you are listening to Tropicology, featuring great rare groove music from Africa, Brazil, and Latin America. I am your host, Encyclopedia Sound, playing today psychedelic African desert blues. For me, this music strikes a deep spiritual chord. Every culture creates music for religious experiences, expressing our awe and wonder in the face of creation. For Westerners, we inhabit a monotheistic universe where creation is the dominion of a single, all-powerful deity. To reflect the magnificence of God's master plan, every note of our religious music is meticulously scored and rehearsed. For many Africans, on the other hand, Western religions such as Islam or Christianity may share space with an animist universe. So while Western religious experiences follow the theme of a monologue, wherein we receive the divine word from our creator, religious experiences in the animist universe are more of a dialogue. Here the music is always engaged to try to help achieve a desired effect, and the result of each ritualized conversation with the spirit world may be different. So the musical traditions are much more improvisational here, adaptable to whatever direction a religious experience may take. This provides an immediacy in African spiritual music that I find lacking in the Western counterpart. African religious music is an active agent in each ritual, and it can affect the end result of the affair. It reminds me of the impact of African art. It is said that Picasso found his inspiration for Cubism after seeing an exhibition of African ritual art. Picasso's insight was that the African artists were creating these pieces not as representations of the thing, but as animist embodiments of the thing. This inspired him to create paintings that infused the essence of a thing into an abstract form, opening the door for all the subsequent abstract art movements in the West. Like African art, African music is not merely representing or expressing our ideas. This music is an active force in the world. Now that being said, I will reveal that all the music on today's episode is popular music rather than religious music. But just like American R&B, this music has its roots in the church, the African church. You are listening to Tropicology.
Thank you. انتظر الا ديزي مويا الا توتي متقدد
rapa nasara wala ti pulao pulao yesa yiren tande atap ti pulao ke kasetie nasara ken la tontenga akong ayena sam sergaron ti tonde raten maya yete de raten maya ade tonde raten maya yete de raten maya anam sa wusugo ne nasara dobya kuwan koni taure dobya kuwan ko halianga dobya kuwan ko nugule tro te kui baketa nam sa tondo ale banam sa yel wusugo anam sa wusugo politike ni yella table wa pasa rapita tonta yamada kombia zaman tonye lika tampia Ariel kaben cabeza bien aton payasa no bizutu ya la 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 bolia yeta la 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 bolia ada la 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 bolia yeta la 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 bolia yeta nere
Lovers, you are tuned in to Tropicology. Today we are having an indulgent helping of holiday desert with deep spiritual music from the southern edges of the Sahara. In the next couple sets, we are going to dive into some of the deepest music anywhere in my collection. This is music from Mali during the golden era of state-sponsored orchestras, the 1970s. We will hear from the leading regional bands of the era, including Le Super Biton de Ségou, L'Orchestre Kanaga de Mopti, Rail Band from the capital Bamako, and the aptly named Mystère Jazz de Tombouctou. As you listen, I invite you to imagine yourself in the Sahara Desert. It is nighttime, and you are silently crossing the sand dunes on the back of a camel. It's the holiday season, so you can make this a Three Kings thing if you are so inclined. Or it can be a Lawrence of Arabia thing, it doesn't really matter which desert. Just get in that mood to drift across an empty alien landscape, navigating by the dim blue light of the moon. The journey is far and water is low. Your mind is in a very suggestive state. You may think you see anything out there on the dunes in the dim light of a night like this. As the camel trudges on, the gentle rocking of the saddle draws you further into the dream. You strain to hear the voice of the divine in the still night air. It's trying to tell you. Tropicology.
yeah, when I have a hider, I know my feeling. Yeah, when I have a good man, I think. What's the good of me? I get so got each other, Manila. I don't mind, I will have a good each Manila. Maria Bana Maria Ale tulo malo Jali marila juru kana Duga
Tajidani ha wallahi jama famu doniya anga miri doni wallahi jama ne famu doniya anga anta si doni ha wallahi jama ne famu doniya niya miri ola ala niya miri Jogola, Ninga Miri, Flangan Ingina, Jamie Sandini, Madame Dolia Nebina ya Fanini Baufe, Nebina ya Fanini Baufe, Ukana Doni Janya Bauche, Ukana Dina Janya Bama, Mimana Soron Janya Fula, Nebotani Alani Kira, Foykele. Fanyini faufe Nebina ya fanyini maufe Ukane dine janye bauma Kanane dine kuyanye bama Kanane keba ni masoye Furu manga ni firi Kolo manga ni jamuri Ninye mire ola ala Ninye mire filani interila Niga mire zabani interila Jemi sanjini Makora fole umbete menasa Makora fole umti famutona Wolo fa bere kata ashidoni Wolo ba bere kata ashidoni Anakene jara bimila Anakene burule mela Anakene sale mila Demi sanjini u Unangenjini uyo Wala interi Anifini benedo Mele kenjini Unijago benedo Unangenjini
Madame m'a fait attention, pas pour ça. Enfin, là-bas, pour savoir qu'il y a un manier. kɛ olu ye ka fɛn d'u ma u b'u muso kɛ fila ye u b'a kɛ saba ye u b'a kɛ naani ye namu o tuma na anw jɛgɔnɔw u ye an filipin na wa u ma an filipin na
filipin na
u ye an nanbara wa u ma an nanbara
u y'an nanbara
namu muso minnu fana ni u bi furu la ni olu bi taa nansayɔrɔ la olu fana b'a fɔ musogɔnɔw ye k'a fɔ walahi furukolo ka gɛlɛn a kun kan kuma ti ban kabini n donna nin furu in na n ma hɛrɛ ye walahi ne yɛrɛ kɔni furu in ka sankan yɛrɛ sɔrɔ tɛ musoganaw fana b'a fulu ma i kana i ka furu ɲuman diɲɛ dɔgɔmuso i ma anw ye wa ayiwa olu musoganaw fana ni mun y'a ye k'a fɔ muso minnu ye nin kuma fɔ u ye ayiwa ne o muso ninnu n'u y'a ye k'a fɔ ko u cɛ bɔra muso wɛrɛ nɔfɛ u bi nɛgɛ sabara ɲini k'a dɔn u sen na ka karamɔgɔ ka so ya la n'u bi taa u bɛ dɔnkili min ta aw b'o dɔn wa
ayi
ɛbɛ ne bena o fɔ aw ye sisan
cɛ yo ayi tun safunɛ ye kanga ko kele
jeyo ei dugule
badala yiriyiri yo
badala yiri
lɛta ɲɛ badɔ
faki ɲɛ ba
jɛmala muso kurata
godongodo
aba fɔ kɔrɔlen ma
sini kisɛ
i ka mina ngolo jɛ ka bɔ n ka so
jeyo ei dugule
jɛta ɲɛ badɔ fati ɲɛ ba
musogbana dimi mango cɛ ti muso min fɛ o ti nisɔndiya.
sanu ni wari mana kɛ cɛ min fɛ n'a ma furu de kɛ a mana sa don min sanu ni wari kɛra gansan ye danbe ti cɛ la ni furumuso ti fɛ. sanu ni wari mana kɛ muso min fɛ n'a ti furu de la a mana sa don min sanu ni wari kɛra gansan ye danbe ti muso la ni furuso tɛ.